Actually, it's the other way around.
Well.
Mr. Roberta.
If it's done on, go ahead, Mark.
I can clarify. What Jim Metelski, your IT director, has suggested would work for the mayor, the compute, the files that I've used, so if someone says, well, do you remember where you did so-and-so, and copies of the email but not in the email system itself can be put basically on a standard flash drive so I can review them. They won't be on the computer itself. The computer is just a mechanism for me to be able to access that so I can try to answer questions from 13 years of history that I may not remember all the details. So this was a mechanism to do it because I won't have one. I'm still happy to, you know, take calls and try to answer things from my memory, but to point people to specific things, having some of that data on a flash drive, and there are flash drives that have the security, encrypted security, mm-hmm. so if I ever lost it, there would be no risk of it being hacked.
Falling into enemy hands?
Yeah, so Jim sees no problem doing that, and so the computer is just the way to let me access that flash drive.
Thank you for the clarification.
And this information is generally public record anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's my question. Since it's information that's public record, shouldn't the clerk's office have a copy of the drive? I've never left a office of business and one been able to take my computer or the data. It's usually proprietary to the company that I work for. So I understand the intent, but if there's information on that, it would be public documents if it's a city computer. So you can take a patch cord and download the entire content and have the whole thing on a backup drive and get it to the clerk's office and she'll have it. He's saying he's going to have a flash drive.
I think you misunderstand the practical aspect of this. He's going to be working in a government office where he's not ethically able to stop what he's doing, use a Walworth County computer to access an email that he remembers that we have or a document during his lunch hour, right? So it's his time, lunch hour, but he doesn't have a computer that he can access. When you call him up and say, XYZ issue, you remember we worked on that? You have me call him up. And he has to pull a document. He doesn't want to go to the city clerk's office. He wants to have it on his flash drive, which is exactly what you suggested.
No, I'm saying if he can have the complete hard drive and he can hook that up to his own computer. I mean, computers.
He doesn't have a laptop, and he can't have.
And he can't afford a laptop once he leaves here.
No, that's not the issue.
Okay.
I think you missed my introduction. We need to have access to Mark, collectively, through me, right? Collectively, we need to have access to Mark because he's got 14 years of invaluable information, right? Do you agree with that? And we will have questions for him that Paul can't answer, Glenn can't, none of us can answer, but he can, right?
I get that.
Yeah, so if we need to have access to him, his contract does not allow him to work for anyone else, period.
Well, I get that. I
so
mean,
we can't offer him $50 every 2 weeks for consulting or whatever. So here's your old computer, Mark.
So instead of paying him, you're compensating him with a computer.
Exactly.
Well, why don't you just say
I
that?
I said that.
No, well.
Not, I said that.
Yeah, but you're compensating with a computer that you should take the information off and keep and then
if we take the information off, which it will, but it'll be on a flash drive, it then becomes worthless.
No. You take the information and load it on a hard drive so everybody has it. So if the guy dies, we can get it.
It is on the server. He's not generating anything. He's accessing, and it's on a flat. Can we move on?
Yeah. Please.
So where are we with this?
Mark was going to comment on that. It's been moving seconded.
Very few of the laptops in City Hall have any information on the hard drive because then it's not in the network and backed up. Everything is supposed to be done on people's network servers. If you're using a laptop, you're linking to that, and so the computer itself has no data on it. it's a flash drive. You refer to it as a portable hard drive, but they contain so much data now that it's this big for 128 gig, which is about four times as much as what I've generated in the 14 years here. So Jim's going to put that.
One report, Mark.
Jim's going to put that in my email in a flash drive. The computer itself has nothing really on the hard drive because we train employees not to store stuff on hard drives because then the network isn't backing it up and maintaining the public records. Every of those documents I've had remains in the city's network files and remains in the computer, and Jim can lock me or any employee out of theirs at the minute you ask them to. But so there's,
and just to answer the political question, no, he won't have access to the network. It's on his flash drive, it's on his flash drive. If he needs something else, we'll send it to him. It's all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is an ordinance to amend.
Move to approve.
Second.
This is for the chief's equipment. All those in favor,
aye.
Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dent.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. The next item, G11 on 211, is the contract to get the software system. Mr. Roberta?
I do need to point out some things. At as I said in the council action sheet, this was the draft from them, and we were reviewing it. I did find a lot more technical issues with it than I thought, but since Friday afternoon, the company has worked diligently with me, and we've resolved almost entirely everything, and I've put that before you. A couple of them are worth me pointing out to you. Basically, I went through and made sure that the risk management aspects of it protect us. Like on the bottom of page 3 under engineering services, where they say, you know, engineering services will be charged at $250. I made sure to clarify it was additional engineering and that they can't do anything without pre-approval by us, so we don't have bills show up. There's a number of things like that where just made minor corrections. An important one to note is in the middle of page 4 on item E. I say this is important because we're doing this project slightly differently. We're contracting with this company to secure the pricing for the hardware and software that will run this dispatching station. But now we have to go out and bid out the installation of that through an electrician qualified to do both regular voltage and low voltage installation. I needed to make sure this contract had an out. If you don't finish that aspect of the project for whatever reason, this becomes null and void. And that's what on E is there. If within 6 months from when we finalize this contract with them, you don't finish that process, you've already hired Starfire, who's doing the design, someone will need to do that public bidding of that installation. It's probably about a $40,000 or $50,000 electrical contract. Once you award that contract, this will kick in and you'll be sort of obligated to order these pieces of equipment and have them show up so they can be installed. If you don't ever award that bid, it's that section in E that says, or this contract shall be null and void with no cost or penalty to the customer, however the customer and USDD may mutually agree to extend the six-month period. You know, just in case something happens. But you needed to lock this in place so that we don't then bid it out and these people think they have us sort of over a barrel and increase the prices on it. So that was an important piece I wanted to point out. Another important piece that will have to be resolved, probably using your IT director after I leave, is on the bottom of page 6. This is something the company has never done. I think it's valuable with this sort of program. It's called Access to Source Code. You may recall about the time when I was, just before I came here, the company that had your software for your court, managing your court system, just shut it up one day, and all of a sudden you had no way to maintain your court system. I view this company as being in that area. Now, it's a big company, nationwide, well-known, been around for a long time, but if they pull an Enron, you're left. without knowing how to maintain the system. They've never had anybody ask them for this. We've required other people to do it. Paul, I believe we do it with our financial system, BSA. So they've said, fine, we'll do it for you, but you pay the cost. To get from Friday final detail, but today, couldn't be done. But they agreed to this language that says they agree to cooperatively work to work out a way to do this. They won't be obstructionist in that process, but we pay the cost. So if there's a cost for maintaining a trust account, so we can decide, and I have this cover also, the 5 1-year maintenance agreement period. So you're covered for after the 18-month warranty, 6.5 years, you can decide at which point you want to do this. If you think the company is never going to go under, you can do it. Every one of their other customers for the last 12 years have done and not do it, or you can decide to risk that. I'll probably have Jim work with their IT people and come back with a recommendation for you on it, but you have the ability to do it, and I think that's important to have that ability there. Again, not everyone does it on certain software. I think it's a valuable thing, particularly given the size of this investment. I'll point out on page 7, section 18, customer obligations. This section will have a fair number of revisions. What you see right in front of you here, I accepted some things that aren't yet resolved. At the end of the document, the final 4 pages are the questions we're trying to deal with them on customer obligations. This is all the technical aspect of how they get attachment to the system, how they get to do their work. We have a conflict between what CJIS, the criminal justice, the Justice Department's, the Justice Department's requirements for us and how they usually do business with people. For example, they want to work through a VPN, a direct network, a direct access to our network. We can allow that for up to 30 days. After that, CJIS says, no, it has to be a monitored connection. So Jim and within the next week before I leave, we'll have Jim and their IT people work this out. There's no policy questions in that number 18, but it needs to be pinned down. So you can see what we're working on these last pages. But the motion should be amended to allow technical corrections. And all of these, how they do the technical stuff that Jim has to worry about, needs to be, I would recommend we be allowed to adjust that.
Move to approve with technical recommendations.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Changes. Yeah, changes. The motion was changes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The firefighters in the back are happy it's moving forward. G12 on page 263 is a request for approval of revised rates for service for utility inspection services, utility and street inspection services.
So move.
Well, second, is it? It's option A, I believe.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, we're going to see some more of these, I hope. There's continuing requests from various departments of the city of Milwaukee that says, hey, you're going to help us with the DNC, aren't you? And then the conversation never seems to get around to payment. However, in this particular instance, the police department has that worked out. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution 2020 annual budgets for the general fund to provide appropriations for the public safety during the
so move.
DNC?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstention.
Are
Chief.
We doing anything for economic development? Because it should spur that.
Kelly's been in touch with them.
What's up?
They are overwhelmed, the downtown folks.
G14 is an ordinance to amend 2018-2345, adopting 2019 annual budgets for the general fund to reclassify $6,400 for appropriations recording monitoring service.
Boy, this just keeps coming up. Second.
All those in favor? Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. G15 is an ordinance to amend the 2019 annual budget to carry over $78,300 of unused appropriations for inspections.
Second.
Back to the 2020 budget, Mr. Mayor. 2019-23. It's the ordinance from 2019.
We're adopting 2020. Okay. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. G16 on 275, ordinance to amend ordinance 2019-2398, an ordinance adopting 2020 annual budget for the general fund to carry forward $44,000 of unused planning department appropriations.
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. G17, annual monthly financial report. Any questions for Finance Officer?
No, motion to place on file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G18, Committee of the Whole recommendations. Last evening, we had a presentation on the service sharing opportunities. I'm looking for a motion to instruct us to continue. Alderman Mayor.
For item A, I move that we instruct the, or request that the fire chief work on a.
Dan?
We have one, if you want.
Oh, what if I don't like it?
Well, then you'll change it.
I think it's what you're going to do.
Motion to direct mayor and the fire chief. How about the fire chief to work with the mayor?
We work together.
Okay.
We're a team.
And any additional staff to continue efforts to improve efficiency and services to our constituents via the methods and options described in the WPF report, Wisconsin Policy Forum report. Got your back. And any additional opportunities that may occur within the budget and authority in existence. Bring back any items that would exceed current authorities of budget. I want to say some things after this, for discussion after this.
Is there a second?
Make that motion.
Second.
Alderman Mayor.
Okay, I want everybody to realize that there's a lot in between the lines in the report. And it was nice having visitors here last night, but they don't represent our citizens. And this goes a little bit to what Alderman Nelson was saying. The one that represents our citizens is our fire chief and our fire department. We need to keep that in mind. And it's nice to talk to others and get their input. And it was valuable that they were here to show support, but we need to remember it's our fire chief that needs to do this, and he needs to do it in the best interest of our community moving forward. There's a lot of other interests, and related to this is the paramedic contract. The ICC, for the first time, is taking an interest in that. I commend you for doing that, Mr. Mayor. That's a good thing.
I'm getting flack for it, too.
Well, that's okay, and I can talk offline a little bit about that with some things as well. But there's a lot behind, a lot involved with this, and we need to keep that in mind. A lot between the lines, and our fire chief is the one that we need to keep in mind, and remember, we need to go with him. There are things happening in Milwaukee County, and not countywide, with fire departments. And if we don't get ahead of it, and if we don't get formal agreements in writing, we're going to be left out of the, out of consideration. There was a line in the study that we didn't talk about last night, but it talked about Greenfield specifically. They are in a better position than we are right now to help us out. And if we become too dependent on them, then one of two things is going to happen. Either we're going to be left out when they realize that they can't provide us that service anymore, when their own services, when their own calls go up, and they need to retract their resources, they're going to either leave us out high and dry, or we're going to end up spending a lot more money down the road to cover ourselves. So we need to keep in mind, from a big-picture perspective, long-term, and we need to remember that we go through Chief Remington, not other people, to do this. And so I would direct Chief Remington to come back with something, as the motion said, but I would open it up that not be limited to that. I mean, think long-term, think bigger, and work with the mayor, and if we need to get him to leverage the ICC in some way, that would be might be necessary as well.
Thanks. I just will point out that yes, I know the chief's got his eyes wide open and been doing this a while. I have a sense of when a train is coming down the track. The Greenfield folks have been pretty amazingly forthcoming on capabilities and what the future holds. They readily agree that they have trouble coming down the road too. So I just give that to you just so you know.
And you do have to remember, their primary, it was nice that they were here to show support, but they weren't here for us last night. They're here looking out for the best interest of Greenfield in the long run, as we need to look out for the best interest of Franklin. And it's nice to be able to accept their trusting relationship, but we need to keep in mind we're here for Franklin first, and we need to keep our residents.
You remember what Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify.
There you go.
Alderman Wilhelm.
You know, this is a little bit probably out there for the discussion, but I just want to make sure that any negotiations that are based on Franklin first, and I understand that we are going to need Greenfield right-of-way in the future. I'm hoping that none of that conversation is entering into the negotiations with the fire department, and that those two items can be kept completely separate. And so we're not, being pushed into something because we need something from them. And I know that's typically how politics works. So if I can feel comfortable that that's not happening, I would appreciate that.
I assure you there's no discussions tying any right-of-way to any fire department thing.
But we are going to need something from them, and they want something from us, so that's my point.
Okay. So. Anyone else? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B was, the intention was that we refer to staff, and, along with Alderman Nelson, improvements to the complaint monitoring and tracking procedures. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go to licenses H1. Who's doing that? Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Or Alderman Nelson?
Nelson can do it.
No fighting.
You're lucky I'm still sitting here.
We are?
I was going to say we are.
We didn't extend the meeting.
Okay. We'll start with approved Bandle. Next one, Emma, is hold for appearance. The rest are approved up to new, NEU, that's hold for appearance. The rest are approved. And then when it comes to the review of the police incident reports, we weren't sure the direction which to go other than receive and place on file or use those when they come up for license renewal in July. Because there was interesting reading on all those, and they are going to be pertinent when it comes, I mean, some of those repeat establishment issues, you know, are the same repeaters.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk, push your button.
Just want to remind the committee that in the past you have felt that you could call them in, so that's always an option. If there's something you don't want to wait during renewal time, you can we can call them in at any future meeting.
Well,
but otherwise, the reports will be on file in their files for renewal time.
Well, I would like to then amend that motion because I'd like to see each one of those that had a police report attached to it today, each establishment, to have that owner come in here and talk to us.
I don't think that needs to be a motion.
Then I'd like to see it done because there are some things. I mean, unfortunately, the majority of them are in my district. So, I know, right?
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Vouchers and payroll, item I-1. Okay. Is there a motion approving the filing city vouchers with an ending date of January 3rd, 2020 in the amount of $5,531,498.97 and payroll dated December 20th, 2019 in the amount of $417,169.33 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $441,306.77 plus city matching payments and payroll dated January 3rd, 2020 in the amount of $383,664.17 and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $207,726.14 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll of January 17th guessed at $455,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions guessed at $241,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax vouchers with an ending date of December 30th, 2019, the amount of $44,721,827.29. And the release of payment to Wesolowski Reidenbach SADAC for legal services not to exceed $30,000, and release of the payment to Remax Realty for the benefit of the Wendt Family Trust, Lorraine C. Wendt Survivors Trust, in the amount of $5,000, and the release of payment to First American Title Insurance Company in the amount of $10,000. Madam Clerk, is there a...
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstention. We return to G19 on page 311. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin 19.85 sub 1 sub e for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential property acquisitions for development of public improvements for tax incremental district number 4, Franklin Corporate Park, agreement for purchase and sale of real estate, and counteroffer for 7.1 plus or minus acres of property located at 3617 West Oakwood Road. Tax key is listed, and agreement of purchase and sale of real estate and counteroffer for, I believe that's supposed to be 5.61 acres. I got a hole punch right in the middle of it. Located at 3548 County Line Road, tax key listed, and investment of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto and to affect such acquisitions, and re-enter open session same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed herein as it deems appropriate. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
We are in closed session. Those of you without business on this matter.
Located at 3617 West Oakwood Road, and to accept and deliver the seller's counteroffer thereto, with a change of the date for delivery thereof to the date of city acceptance delivery, in form and content as presented within the meeting agenda packet for this meeting.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Superintendent.
A potential motion to authorize the execution and delivery by the city of the agreement for purchase and sale of real estate upon the appraised price obtained by the city for the approximately 8.61 plus minus acres of the property located at 3548 South County Line Road in form and content as presented within the meeting agenda packet for this meeting, and with regard to the seller's counteroffer thereto as presented within the meeting agenda packet for this meeting, to authorize the execution and delivery of a counteroffer to seller's counteroffer as discussed in closed session and to proceed accordingly.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.